The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern.
Oh, yeah, it's too much.
That's a lot.
We did 3 seconds of a sailor dance, and we're winning.
That's too much.
I did Billy Blanks' Tybo before, too, so that's not. Okay. It's an advice show for the modern era. I'll be lucky if I make it to the future era at this point, any future era. And I'm your oldest brother, Justin Tyler McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis Patrick McElroy.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Texas.
I will. I just want to. Austin, Texas does have the exact number of syllables. That you would need.
Texas.
T-E-X-S.
I'm local boy made good, Griffin McElroy. Hello.
We did a sound check, and it didn't occur to me then, like it's occurring to me now. The way that these table calls are shaped,
it's a lot of
if you're
Travis.
In that, you're getting a lot.
The sweet
stuff. Yeah, I'm wearing some short shorts.
Yeah, right now, I'm at like 9-1 right now. I'm not. Yeah, it is not a great split in here.
I'm gonna have to sit side saddle.
We are so thrilled to be back in Austin. This is one of the first places we ever did a live show.
Yes, in an empty barn.
Yeah. Seriously, was anybody here who went to those shows in an empty barn that we set up ourselves and served eggnog? Yes. Okay, good.
That's fantastic.
It was a lot.
We didn't know it was going to be like that when we rented it.
Yeah, sorry about all
we
that.
We were just as surprised as you were.
Yeah. You can imagine after that what a thrill it is to be here at ACL Live.
We get our
Live.
Own bathrooms
yes,
at this
no
one.
Problem.
It's huge.
And our friend Justin doesn't have to do the lights.
Yeah, which is cool. So we were so happy to be here, and we are really thrilled and honored to be part of Moon Tower Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. I did walk past on my way here. They had a big poster of all the names of all the people that are performing in it, and they were ranked by, I guess, bigness.
Yeah.
Or goodness. And
virility.
Something.
Probably not virility.
And it took. And I could,
not sure how you'd measure that, or would it be a
there
median?
Is a way.
A median virility between the three of us.
So I'm embarrassed to
yes.
say. I'm embarrassed to say I start staring at this poster, doing a little math. See, well, that guy was on SNL, and he's lower than we are. That's pretty good.
Were there any surprises, Justin?
I don't recognize a lot of the names, but I'm 42, so that's probably a mark in their plus column. And then as I'm staring at the poster, someone opens the door to the theater that the poster's on and says, "Are you Justin McElroy?"
Whoa.
And what's interesting, then the poster updated, and we dropped down.
We dropped down the power rankings. And I sheepishly admitted, yes, I was. And they said they were coming to the show, so I don't know if they're here. Can you yell? All right. Hey, it's good to see you again. Thanks for not. Speaking of the promotion here.
Go on.
Y'all seen some of the posters they have for the
acts?
Yeah,
the banners.
The banners are cool. And I, yeah, of course, me being me, I'm looking around, where's our banner? Where's our banner? And I was thrilled. I was thrilled when I found it.
Yeah, and this is my favorite image that humanity has ever produced, yeah. I think.
Okay, you're not overselling it. Don't worry.
We have, let's see, Griffin's 36. So let's say for 36 years, our parents have been attempting to somehow capture, like, the three brothers together, that perfect family photo. And I think this is it.
I think we finally got it. So, at first glance, you're probably like, what's the problem? That's the three guys from the show. What's the problem? But man alive in my small, huh, gang?
And what it is, what I'm looking at here.
Travis is looking at his secret brother, Griffin, who is looking at his secret brother, Travis. And I'm looking down, hoping there's a secret smaller brother.
Yeah, sure.
But he's not.
It's the equivalent of the Mulaney joke about writing happy birthday on a sign. Is they started with me and Griffin, and they're like, oh, no. We got to get Justin on there, too.
Out of boy space.
Yeah.
Because I just want to say, if I'm walking down the streets of Austin, Texas, and I don't have anything to do on the evening of April 13th, and I see this fucking banner, nothing could stop me from going to that show.
Like you have obviously surmised at this point, it's an advice show.
Yeah.
And we're going to help you with all your problems. Here's the first problem. My dad and I are going to Colorado for a concert this summer. I know he enjoyed smoking that good green stuff in his college days, as did I. Since it's legal there, parental disapproval would hopefully be at a minimum. How can I broach the subject and have a chill smoke sesh with my dad that minimizes awkwardness and maximizes fun? That's from Herbal Enthusiast in San Antonio.
Are you here?
Okay, so right. Thank you. Here is some additional info. The concert is at Red Rocks. The Head and the Heart is the band performing.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, I like both of those things. I need them to live. Not Red Rocks.
I just assume when you go to a show at Red Rocks, one of the members of Widespread Panic is there to just blow weed in your face when they punch your ticket.
It's what they use instead of a hand dryer. It's just you wash your hands and then the guy from Widespread Panic just shotguns your hands.
He sings Row, Row, Row Your Boat 2 times so that you know you've done it long enough, and then just...
What if your dad isn't a fun...
Yes!
Like, if you're like, oh yeah, he gets high, and then he's like, I don't know, man, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh man.
I can remember why I love this. I feel so alive right now.
Ah, beans. Oh, no, Dad.
I'm going to go fight the head. You take the heart. Let's go. It's an opener. Semi-sonic. I'll fight them, too.
Yeah.
It's closing time for your asses.
I'm only afraid of full sonics.
It depends on what sort of relationship you have with your father already. I don't know that I would trust our dad with that stuff.
You could end the sentence so many different ways.
I'm just saying, I've talked to that gentleman on Ambien enough times to know that if he's not operating at 100% efficient, I mean, you all, if you've listened to one of our other products that our dad is on, you know that's him at 100%. So
I would say he waved bye-bye to 100% back in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
We're getting him at like a permanent 90%.
Too much Coke Zero.
Too much Coke Zero.
They changed the Diet Coke formula, and so did our dad. That's when we lost him. He's fine, guys. Don't worry about it.
He's texted so many times since we've been here, just hoping we travel safe, telling us to have a good show.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm going to put my dad on blast for a second.
No.
The text he sent us was, guys, please travel safe. And I don't know how to deal with that emphasis. Like, okay. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I was gonna,
but like, what do you know?
Planes are so shitty these days.
Make sure you inspect it before you get on. Please, God. For once.
I don't feel like we've helped very much so far. You know, maybe can you get your hands on an edible? Because that might start, like at that point, it may start to blur the lines of whether or not you're high or not. You know
oh,
what
that's
I mean?
Fun.
You'll ease into it with your dad naturally. Like, are you feeling it, Dad? I'm like, I think I am feeling it, son.
Yeah.
But you're like halfway across the room and he's whispering. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. It is a nice change, though. It's a circle of life that now you're providing the orange slices and
yes,
juice.
Yes, you're the
you
one.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's nice.
John Tesh played Red Rocks, right?
That was statistically, his, yes. Yeah.
That was his big.
He's just got
wait,
dead.
That went, sorry, Jocelyn. That was his big what?
That was his big foray.
Into, was playing Red Rocks?
Was like that tape special they showed on PBS.
Fuck yeah.
Live at Red Rocks.
This is that good John Tesh history you come to My Brother and Me show for.
See, it all goes back to the three tenors, guys. I believe, pull up slide 138, please.
We'll
skip his boyhood in Nantucket.
We went to see the Dungeons & Dragons movie today.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very
enjoyed
good
it
flick. Had a great time, except for the first half of it, because I looked over at Jessa as we sat down, just out of curiosity. I was like, hey, did you guys bring any weed with you from Cincinnati, Ohio? And Justin said, why, yes, I did. And he very discreetly showed me the thing. I was like, oh, cool. I had a very discreet, just little. And then the cast of the movie came out on screen. And they were like, we are the heroes of this film, but you guys are the real heroes. The movie heroes.
That did happen. That is the truth.
Because you're the ones who here are making the movies special. You're
seeing movies like they're meant to be seen in a theater.
You're the real heroes. Now don't fucking talk. And I looked over at the two of my brothers like, is this, you guys are seeing this too, right? And then they play the don't talk or we'll fucking kill you screen that they show at Alamo Drafthouse, which hits a little bit different when you're smoking your brother's magic West Virginia weed that he has for some reason.
I had a glass of water.
Glaucoma, you know that.
The movie started right after they were like, don't fucking talk or we'll kill you. Justin was like, great, 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 great. Show title. Justin leans over to me and says, Dungeons and Dragons, which one are you rooting for? It's the best fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
It was good, though.
I went to the bathroom 8 times during it.
This is why I only drink alcohol, because that's my anti-drug.
Sure, thanks, Trav.
All right, so I've brought a segment.
Okay.
I've brought a segment to the live show that we've never done live before, but we have done before, and this segment is called With Special Guest. Here's how this works, folks. I'm going to tell Justin and Griffin, the host of the episode of Saturday Night Live, and the musical guest that they are introducing.
Okay.
And Justin and Griffin are going to try to nail the vibe of the introduction.
Great.
Are we ready? The first one, coming out swinging, Samuel L. Jackson introducing Ben Folds 5.
Okay.
Not yet, Paul.
I'm going to say overabundant excitement.
I remember this with perfect clarity because I was very into Ben Folds 5 and I was hoping of all the songs that they would play something other than Brick. And
yet
Brick it was, my friends.
Can I tell you, I also remember the episode and in my memory, they played it twice. They played Brick
followed
the first
by
musical, and they're like, one more.
One more. Yeah, I think
romantic.
If memory serves, absolute professionalism, perfect level of excitement from Samuel L.
Let's play the video.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Folds 5.
Now, my favorite thing about that introduction.
Inscrutable.
Inscrutable.
The emphasis on 5, though, makes me very happy.
He looks pissed off at Ben Folds 5 right now.
What, for only having 3 members?
5.
5.
I guess. We get it, Ben. Okay, next one. You ready?
Yes.
David Hyde
Pierce. Wait, who won?
Oh, I would say Justin. I'm going to give that one to you. David Hyde Pierce, a.k.a. Niles Frazier.
Like Frazier is Frazier from Mario?
Mario. Introducing the band live.
Okay.
If you don't know, they did Lightning Crashes and I Alone Love You. That's live.
Okay. That was a good live impression.
I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm going to go. Fear is not the hill. This is maybe just hopeful wishing, but I think he's going to say live.
Oh, shit. I'm going to say Justin's answer just because I want to wish it to be true.
Okay, play of the video, Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, live.
He wants.
he said that like he got kicked out of live. like they weren't going anywhere, and he's like, I'm going to try acting. I'm not playing the zither for you anymore. And then they got big. Can I see it again, Paul?
We don't have that technology.
It's amazing how perfectly framed his face remains.
Ladies and gentlemen, live.
I guess. I think he probably went to clap, but he could have shrugged and it would have fit. I don't know, man. Live. Okay. Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Introducing Paul McCartney.
Oh, my God.
I think he does an accent. I think he does a Beatles impression.
Oh, no, not my friend
you
Paul.
You think Paul Rudd does a Beatles impression? You really think that?
He's played Beatles in the
That's
movie
true.
Before.
I think this, it's like, can't believe I'm here energy. Like, I can't believe I'm the guy from Clueless, and I'm
Church
saying Paul
respect.
McCartney. Hey, Paul, play that Paul clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney.
Whoa.
What a stinker.
Nailed it. Justin nailed it.
I feel like I was 100% off.
Yes.
Oh, you did? I don't think he was right at all. I think
Paul, I'm going to need it again, pal. I think I was 100% off.
I think the end when he's like, Paul McCartney, it feels to me like, yeah, I
there
know.
There is no reverence here. This is a
This
speaker.
Seems like he's introducing his nephew. McCartney.
Oh, okay. Now I am
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney.
Right? It's like his nephew, Paul McCartney, gets
now
to do
Now seeing it through your eyes, it's I like he's could, another Paul.
I told him he could do one song. I think it's great that I think he puts the emphasis on McCartney. So, like, don't be confused. I'm Rudd. I'm a different Paul.
Okay. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
How many of these are there just for my own edification? Fantastic.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt introducing Dave Matthews Band.
Holy shit.
He's 6 inches off the ground, levitating.
I'm going to say
this. Joseph Gordon-Levitating.
He's Joseph Gordon-Levitating. Yeah.
I'm going to say he, I don't know about tone or anything like that. I think he leaves a full pregnant pause between the ladies
Honor.
And gentlemen and then Dave Matthews.
Like
Band.
Enough room for him to think the honorable Dave Matthews.
The honorable, Band. The most venerated.
My real dad. Okay, Paul, play the clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Matthews Band.
Come down.
Joseph.
Hit pause, Joe.
Can we play it one more time?
Are we going to get something else out of it? He scared me last time.
He doesn't have anything over the tank.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Matthews Band.
Maybe they were late and they forgot to do like, hey, 15 minutes, Dave and company. So Justin was like, I got to get these guys the fuck out of here.
I got to get them out. Let's clap for him loud enough, like Tinkerbell.
Oh, they're not coming out, everybody. Come on, let's show we really...
Oh, my God. Dave.
He peeks his head.
No,
too loud.
He didn't mean...
You scared him.
Okay, I got one more. This is the best one.
Good.
All Johnny right. Cash introducing Elton John.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
When can you give me a year?
Oh,
because this is going to change my answer pretty dramatically.
If I had to guess, I mean, it looks like 80s, Paul, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say early mid 80s.
Okay. Just really happy, like really upbeat, just super jazzed.
I think just to kind of elegiac, you know, kind of like moroseful, sad.
Oh, okay. Let's play it.
Working with our special guest. Working with our special guest has been a big thrill for me. He's a wonderful entertainer, and you can't work with a guy like Elton John without having his showmanship and flash rub off on you. So, Elton, I hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty
of borrowing these threads. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, Elton John.
Now, what I think you're watching there, for those of you at home, Johnny Cash is wearing an Elton John-esque, like, huge, flashy, gold lame, pink boa outfit. And it's a long clip. And what I think you're seeing there is a man who, at the beginning of the bit, is like, this is great.
This is great shit. They're going to eat this
They're
up.
They're going to love this. And then about halfway through this 20-second bit, he's like, I've made a huge mistake.
He's literally the fucking, I think you should leave sketch. I got too much shit on. Why did you guys tell me to do this? I got so much shit on. Look at me. I'm Johnny Cash. Look at me right now.
That's exactly the arc. He goes from, they're about to laugh at this so hard, I'm not even going to be able to get the words out, to, oh, Christ.
Oh, Christ. I don't even want to be around anymore.
I hurt myself.
I was about to ask for it again. I don't think I could, actually.
I don't actually want
it again. I don't think I could get to it. Thank you, Travis. Thank you for
You're
your
welcome.
Contribution.
With special guest.
I am planning my upcoming move from Austin to Washington, D.C. I'm excited for the move, except for... That was an acceptable noise for that. Yeah, they're leaving you behind. I fear leaving behind my beloved Texas grocery store chain because they make the delicious fresh tortillas my heart desires.
Target.
Target.
I gotta see, we got a few Target heads in the audience. We love this place
here,
guys.
We have no choice but to stand.
We have no choice but to stand the Target tortillas. They're so good.
The tortillas.
That's what we call them. That's right, Travis.
I'm up on the blogs.
I want to stockpile as many of these sweet, sweet tortillas as I possibly can and bring them with me to put in my freezer. The problem is, well, transport, I would guess. That's not addressed here, but that's definitely an issue. The problem is, I'm worried that if I show up and try to buy every tortilla in the store, the staff will get mad at me for buying too many. What's the maximum number of tortillas that I can buy without drawing too much heat from the store?
How many do they have?
No.
Minus one.
Now wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing for me every time I have dinner with Dr. Anthony Fauci and his wonderful family.
Because you live in D.C. now.
I live in Washington, D.C. now, the district, as we call it, Fauci Central. And when I'm having a dinner with Fauci and his wonderful, beautiful family, and he's like, it's taco time. And I'm like, yes, sir, doctor. And then I have to hand him a loose pile of seasoned beef and lettuce and shredded cheese in his hands. And then...
He still makes you wash your hands, though, right?
No, I've told you this. He does not give a shit about that.
Oh, right.
I've tried going to DC grocery stores, and I'm like, I tell them what it is, and they're like, bullshit.
They don't have tortillas?
I showed them a picture of it on my phone. They're like, that's too flat.
Do they have, like, pitas?
No, they don't. No, Travis, they don't.
What about naan?
Yeah, they have. I'm having a lot of fun with you in the space right now, Travis. I'm having so much fun playing with you right now in the little playground I just built. I had a playground built where I was feeding Dr. Anthony Fauci loose taco beef in my hands, and you're like, "Well, wait a second, I just thought of something."
Yeah. Crepes.
That's why I left.
That's why you left?
Because of you.
Wait, left where?
Listen, they do have tortillas in D.C. You'll be happy to hear. They're not as good.
As the Target ones.
As the Target ones that they have here. Because also, like, you can also get, like, you know, a nice sweater or something from the Isaac Mizrahi.
A big icy.
And sometimes they have Starbucks right there.
Right
and
there, can't beat it.
They put the cup holders, guys, in the shopping carts. So you can have, like, your mocha right there with you.
I've never been to an H-E-B where they didn't have just a wheelbarrow constantly moving from where they were selling the tortillas to the back room where I'm assuming they were being produced 1,000 at a time. You buy them in packages of, I think, starting at 60, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know I ever finished one of those bad boys.
And do they, is it like a bakery where they stop selling when they've made them all? Or like they've sold them all, we're done? We're
I closed? Don't know that it's possible. I think that they have some sort of like quantum universe technology like where they're getting tortillas from every possible Austin.
Like the shrimp vortex that opens at Red Lobster
exactly
once a year.
Exactly like the shrimp vortex that opens at Red Lobster every
Maybe
year.
You're doing them a favor by buying all of them. Like, thank God.
Thank
like,
you.
We were literally swimming in the back here. We've lost a lot of good employees to the tortilla stack. They fall over once a day.
Damn, I might hit up HEB on my way home, actually.
Hey, like, get some of their cereal, too, because they got some of the best cereal the past couple of years. They're like exclusive HEB cereal.
Sure.
Thanks. I can Venmo you.
Yeah, we don't live together.
They'll send it. If this person can get frozen tortillas back to D.C., you can mail me a box of Mango Crunch or whatever you find. Over the last year or so, I treated myself to a frankly irresponsibly expensive premium brand of Midwestern milk.
Why are you talking like that?
Why was that like a Catholic dirge?
Milk Texas. It comes in a half-gallon glass bottles that you can then return to the store, and they'll give you a bit of money back. I've justified this opulent luxury by telling myself it's not so crazy expensive if I factor in the bottle return. Except I've been lazy and so far have not returned any of the bottles. And now have an impressive collection of empty milk bottles. How can I return them all at once so I don't have to deal with them without coming off as some lactose-obsessed freak? Now, this next sentence is the kind of detail we're striving for on the show. Thank you. If I put two in my bag, they clink so loudly and it draws a lot of unwanted attention. That's just two, folks. Now you've
can you imagine?
Now you can understand why this is such a big problem.
Who's that from?
David.
Dave, one more detail I do need. When you say an impressive amount, a collection, how many, roughly?
Like 20 empty bottles of milk. Okay.
20 empty bottles of milk.
What you just created for yourself, Dave, is like a full day, right? That's like just getting them out to the car, then getting them out of the car, getting them in the building, stacking them up.
You don't have a car, Dave. Oh, no.
Whoa. Hey, Dave, how good a juggler are you, David?
If two in your bag clink, times that by 10.
I only know.
They'll hear you coming from the next town over.
I was sitting here worrying that maybe David, like, with milk bottles like that, you have to clean them so good.
Yeah.
Or else they'll be stinky. I'm sitting here wondering, man, I wonder if David really worked hard and cleaned those bottles. But the only thing I know about David is that David has never returned one of these milk bottles to the store, which doesn't speak well of the tenacity of a David. I feel like.
Especially when you consider the cleaning part he would have been doing for free.
Yeah.
The returning earned
money. He has incentive. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, David.
Oh, Dave. Wait long enough and maybe some authorities will come collect them.
David, have you considered starting some sort of, I don't know, amateur carnival game in your front yard?
Oh, that's good.
Knock these over and they're yours. Now,
communities love one thing. It's a DIY carnival.
That's great. Set up a folding table in front of your house. Stack up these bottles 9 at a time and start handing out strangers baseballs on the streets. And when they throw the baseball at the bottles and shatter them, you say, "Why did you do that? Those are glass bottles.
I could have returned that for money, maybe."
Wait. Here's what you do. You do ring toss. And then if they sink it, you're like, congratulations, please take your bottle.
Take your bottle.
Take it all the way to the grocery store, please.
Oh,
thank you.
Write a bunch of notes.
Yeah.
Stick them inside.
Yes.
Throw them in the ocean.
Great.
What's that? The note says, you can return this bottle for money.
No.
Okay, but provides.
Specifically, I think David has to profit because that's how David has been justifying this expensive milk.
Exorbitant milk. Hey, David, is it that much better, though?
What's different? Is it thicker?
You can't go back, right. Okay. You could, though, right? Probably. It's milk.
Sorry, David, when you say you can't go back, it took me a second. You can't go back to regular milk. Not, I've bought so much, not returned the bottles, I can't go back. Because at this point, Dave, 20 bottles in, they know you.
They do.
Yeah.
You're a regular.
What's he doing with the
bottle? There's someone.
I mean, you're drinking a lot of milk. I don't actually know how regular you are in this exact moment.
There's someone at that store that's like, guys, you're going to kill me, but I do think we need to buy more bottles again.
I know it doesn't seem right. This is ridiculous because of the trade back in for money deal we've got going, which is so good. But we're 20 short.
We see. I'm running inventory. I think we're 20 short on these beautiful
bottles. And I've asked everyone except Dave, everyone, and most people brought them back. So where's 19 of the other bottles? Because Dave's got one. Where are the other 19?
Even if at the outside, David has three.
I mean, whoa, hey, Dave is a star that we trust him. He's a regular here, a trusted face.
There's no, the problem is there's just no system for bringing things to the store.
Mm.
We have lots of systems for bringing things from store to house.
Sure.
But when I'm headed to store, I don't think like, let me hit my bottles real quick. See if I got any to take with me.
There was very recently, we bought some strawberries. Brought them home, opened it. The top layer, very nice. But like a prank, underneath, all the other strawberries, bad. And my wife said...
In what way?
They'd gone.
Okay.
They'd spoiled. Wife said, should we return them? And I can't be that person. I was like, I'm never going to do that.
We ate the top ones.
Doesn't the idea of like, it was like $3 for the box, the idea of being like, I can't believe
it. Can we have the top ones from another box of strawberries on top of the top ones of this box of strawberries, please?
I'm never going to take something back into the store.
You're never going to do this, right, David? You sent this in for a fun time for the podcast.
It's time to turn it. You can turn it into a craft. Maybe make your own Christmas decorations with them. That's something to do with garbage.
You could YouTube it. Just YouTube it. Act like it's a thing. Like, hey, here's what you do.
I'm going to return all the bottles I can fit in this square.
Hey, guys, I'm doing the milk bottle challenge. You all have been begging for it. Now I'm doing it. What's up, Periscope? It's me, David. What's up, Vine? It's David. Doing the milk bottle
challenge. I'm never giving you up. I pirated my own Vine.
Just, you don't even need to film it. Just talk like that. They're not going to question you.
No.
Yeah, act like there is a camera with you. Keep pointing to it like, hey, say hi to everybody.
I tell you what, though. One thing
had too much of the premium milk. Hey,
wait, hold on. David, is there any chance that you've been buying this milk at HEB? Let's say yes. Because I think what we need is these two to work together.
Oh, okay.
Because they can't be mad at two people at the same time. Right? So David is like weird bottle pervert stumbling in like, hey, everybody, clink, clink, clink. That's when you're like, tortillas for me, all you got. Put them in the bag, nice and fast, please.
Hey, can you believe this guy?
Oh, I'm paying for him.
All
yeah.
of them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm paying for
him. I know how I said it, and it sounded like a holdup.
I heard myself saying it. Hey, but check out those guys' bottles, right?
Yeah. Your best friends?
Your best friends? What are the fucking odds? Do this heist.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. Go buy some posters and
use
the
bathroom.
We'll be right back. Bye.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
You know how you're always at a loss of where to find a doctor?
No.
How do I find a doctor, especially like that takes my insurance or that are available when I need them, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, my wife's a doctor, so I just see her.
Does your wife take your insurance, Justin?
I beg her to, but she just refuses. But I understand not everybody has a doctor that lives at their house and has to listen to all their problems.
Yeah, that's true.
That's first advice. That's like plan A.
Yeah, try to marry a doctor if you can. Or get a doctor roommate. That's fine, too.
What about plan B, Trav? What's plan B?
Well, plan B is ZocDoc, Justin, because ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. You can book an appointment with a few taps in the app. Tap in the app, Justin. A little app tap.
Tap in the app. You know, Trav, this is a real problem. Accessibility is sometimes a big barrier for people looking to seek care for whatever kind of condition.
Yes.
And I think it's cool that ZocDoc is making that a little bit easier.
It is. Hey, Justin, it's wonderful. This might be like our most ad-liest ad in a while. I'm really proud of us.
I'm finding the urge to. Is Griffin been derailing us this whole time?
It's been Griffin's fault. Yeah, man.
It's been Griffin's fault. We're good ad guys.
Yeah, we're very
good ad guys.
And he's a bad ad guy.
Check this out. Go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/mybrother. ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
Whew, I got chills, Justin. That was
amazing.
It's
good, right?
Yeah, man.
I'm like an ad guy. Oh, back to the show.
Hey, before you go, hey, wait, come back.
Okay.
No, not you, Justin, like the list. Don't worry about it. This week, April 27th, we're in San Jose doing Adventure Zone with Abrea Iyengar. April 28th, we're in San Jose doing My Brother and Me. April 29th, we're in Denver doing My Brother and Me. This is a Fancy Takes Flight set.
The final
Fancy Takes Flight
set. The conclusion of this tour.
If you don't have your tickets yet, you can still get a few at, you can go to bit.ly/McElroy Tours. We'll see you there. It's going to be super fun. And don't forget to go check out our merch. 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to the Transgender Law Center. There's a lot of stuff on there, including the Richard Stink Room Spray. So check it out, McElroyMerch.com.
Hi, I'm Jackie Cation.
Hello, I'm Lori Kilmerton.
We do a podcast called The Jackie and Lori Show, and you could listen to it anytime you want it because there's hundreds of episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing comedy forever, and we should both quit. So why don't you listen up before we leave this not only terrible business, but this awful world.
And find out why we can't. Because we love it so.
Jackie and Lori Show, every week here on MaximumFun.org.
I'm sure you've noticed how giant corporations are controlling more and more about what we consume, whether it's our food, our news, or even the shows we enjoy.
The Greatest Generation is a show that stands up to big Star Trek and says no. We can laugh about costumes that fit too tightly in the groin area.
We can make a Star Trek podcast that's basically only about that.
The Greatest Generation, the show for free and independent thinkers about Star Trek.
And the groins of different costumes.
Reviewing every episode in order.
So subscribe to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org. You'll be doing your part in telling the Star Trek industrial complex that they can't control your mind.
And dun, 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 dun. I want to munch squaw. I want to munch squaw. Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast within a podcast. Profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I am your host, Justin McElroy.
Okay.
I'm your co-host, Travis McElroy.
All right.
No, this has gone badly before.
Let me just turn the chair around.
We don't all have peekaboo crotch windows like you do, yeah. Travis.
I'm just saying that Justin, your body posture now is making love to that chair.
I've now extended my leg split to 8 o'clock and 1 o'clock. I'm not loving it. Hey, listen, the reason I'm turning around like this is because I want to talk to the fucking Gen Z people. Are you here? Okay. Well, obviously, I have been chosen to bring this news to you for reasons that you can surmise. Wetzel Pretzels is launching a new concept built for you.
Wait, now hold on. They're launching a pretzel concept for Gen Z? Like Gen Z, hey, we get it. That old pretzel, that's not for you.
Gen Z people right now, the moment I said pretzels, you could see like, ugh, disgusting. We don't crave pretzels. Well, get ready. Because Wetzel Pretzels is coming for that ass.
That's what it says.
That's what it says.
It says
here.
Right there at the top of the page.
With the ability to unlock a powerful new pathway for expansion. That's a quote.
Holy
Wait,
shit.
What?
With the ability to, quote, unlock a powerful new pathway for expansion. Wetzel's Pretzels lifted the lid off a new storefront concept Wednesday.
What?
Called Twisted by Wetzel's.
Twisted
by Wetzel's. The chain referred to it as a street concept.
What's that mean?
A street concept.
Holy
designed
shit.
To satisfy millennial and Gen Z tastes through an expansive, innovative menu curated to provide an array of imaginative and elevated options. You're gonna fucking freak when you see this place. Gen Z, are you ready to nut? Paul.
That's what it says right there.
It says right here.
In the press release, it says.
Paul, send them, bud. It's time to bust, Gen Z. Here we go.
Whoa!
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 You're telling me they sell pretzels here?
Yeah.
No way, man. Look at the paint splatter design on that table. They must sell cool drugs.
Wait, are those yellow chairs?
Get out. Dang. Are those 18 different drink machines with six of the same drink?
Yeah, because it's twisted.
It's mostly lemonade.
We're looking for growth opportunities. Too late, John. They just left the door. Sorry, John. All the Gen Z people left because they sensed you were a cop. But let's move on. We're always looking for growth opportunities for new and existing franchisees to evolve with Wetzel's. Says John Fisher. It's definitely not a cop, it says here.
Says John Fisher, cool 18-year-old.
He said it in a statement, it says here. To make clear, he didn't say this with his mouth.
No.
We've shown our ability to adapt to a variety of flexible formats, which sounds suspiciously like your grandpa telling you he's just fine with the person you're dating now, no matter what grandma might say. We've shown our ability to adapt to a variety of flexible formats. Adding storefront locations to our portfolio allows us to bring pretzels to the people.
Wait,
wherever they are.
How are they getting pretzels to people before that?
It's about, Travis, it's about accessibility.
No, I'm sorry, Justin. I understand that. But what did Wetzel's Pretzels not have stores before this?
No, this is the first time they've come out. And you didn't know about that, which is a real credit to your hipness. If you had ever heard about Wetzel's before, I would assume you're a cop. But since you're ignorant of them, you're cool and young.
Listen, up till now, we've just been a fake brand that people could talk about because the word's wrong.
We
decided to do was build stores that sold real pretzels.
We're like a ghost kitchen operating out of an Auntie Anne's. Twisted by Wetzel's would debut spring in Orange County, California. Darn.
That is one of the coolest places.
Whoa!
Look at the outside of that place. It says Twisted, and the W's a pretzel?
I want to...
Well, Justin, one of the W's is a pretzel. They didn't have the commitment to make both W's pretzels.
The interiors are bright.
But they did say... I'm so upset that they said, we'll make this one a pretzel. Well, should we obscure it? No. Right below it, same color, different font.
Listen. These interiors are bright with open kitchens to showcase Wetzel's preparation of pretzels. And
it's not fucking Jiro Dreams of Sushi. They take the dough log and they go like this to
okay,
it.
Okay, wait a minute. Hey, shout out, if you've ever actually done that, is Griffin going to get it right his first try? Most certainly not.
I've made pretzels before. After, like, the third one, you get how to twist them up right.
Also, they're not making them fresh as ordered.
Yes, they are, but guarantee they're making them by hand there every single day.
Every single
day.
This
is twisted.
It's fucked up.
That's fair. Can I say that the color scheme does make me think that they're thinking about toddlers when they say Gen Z?
Yeah.
Where they're like, these kids love high contrast colors, simple shapes, train noises.
Okay.
When mommy doesn't leave the room.
And we've got Cocomelon on the screen 24/7.
These interiors are bright with...
You do like that. Okay.
Okay, cool.
The interiors
are
bright with open kitchens to showcase Wetzel's preparation and ideally suited for power shopping centers in densely populated urban, suburban, and college town settings. Since Twisted by Wetzel's seems like really twisted, like they have a supervillain running it. We're targeted the highest density areas. More people means more pretzels, which means more pain.
When we unleash our virulent strain of salty breads.
Now they decided just, this is Kim Freer, the CMO over there, just decides to fucking black out in the booth. Twisted by Wetzel's embraces the magic, or our core brand, and elevates it to a whole new level, providing bigger, bolder, more imaginative expression of Wetzel's.
What does that
Set
mean?
Set yourself free, Wetzel's. You need to be bigger.
Here,
live
here,
out
Twisted,
loud, Wetzel's.
We sell a mouth spray that reminds you of pretzels. Twisted.
Wait, Kim's not done. Building upon our legacy, yet stuffing it in the trash before your daughter's friends come over. Our legacy. We're imagining how and where these twisty treats are enjoyed, said Kim Freer, who just didn't want to say the word pretzels again.
Run out of ways to say pretzels.
Hey, Doug, will you proofread this for me? And am I? Yeah, you're saying pretzels.
You're saying pretzels way too much.
I knew it.
I knew it. It felt like I was saying, by bringing an innovative menu and engaging an in-store experience to neighborhood locations, we're making pretzels more fun and accessible than ever before.
Sorry, does the press release say pretzels, or did you?
No, we're making pretzels more fun and more accessible.
I'm just saying, if they changed the name of it to Wetzel's Pretzels, I would eat only there for the rest of my life.
Hey, by and large, is anybody having problems to this point with pretzel access? Because it seems like they're kind of all over right now. It
sure.
seems like we're...
Can
doing
I tell
okay
you,
on that
the
front.
Scariest part of this whole press release so far has been them just casually dropping in-store experience. Are people, like, singing? Is there stuff happening?
It's like a party 24-7.
Sure. I don't want that when I buy a pretzel. If anything,
you haven't
slow
had that.
Down. Like, yeah. I want less time spent in the pretzel shop. If they could throw it to me as I walk
right.
by,
like
that's
a puppy
the ideal.
Catching
yeah.
a frisbee.
Yeah, that's ideal for me.
We're proud to debut this new concept in our home state of California, bringing our vision of a West Coast wonderland to life. How could you? They do, if you're curious, there's like a bunch of different things here at the store. There's twists, and that's twisted and braided pretzels.
That's so, I don't know what I'm looking at right now. It's so big. It looks like someone has dipped an entire Hot Pocket in marinara.
This seems like a threat.
It does.
Like, if somebody sent me this, no context, no language, I'd be like, we need to go.
Yeah.
We need to go now.
Big enough for you, Gen Z?
Okay, what other food picks do we have, Paul? Let's see. I'll tell you what. Okay. This is the dogs with a Z. Options include the Baja Boardwalk, complete with jalapenos, green onion slaw, and an
almost complete bun.
And an authentic cilantro Baja sauce. Folks in Austin, you guys have got to try cilantro if you haven't. Get to Wetzel's, Twisted by Wetzel's, and you're going to love this stuff. Most of you will.
I don't
Some
even know what that is.
Some of you will not get what all the fuss is about.
Do they have any wet food?
These are loaded bits with a Z, and it's Wetzel's riff on loaded fries.
Cool. Yeah. No, you fucked up. That's nothing like that.
Here's loaded bits have three options. S'mores, bacon ranch, and Baja Elote. Like, how is that the three different?
All over the place.
Yeah. Could you just smoosh one all together for me? Thank you. Thank you very much.
And of course, the fourth option, leavens.
Wetzel's compass of, quote, bringing pretzels to the people wherever they are, as Fisher puts it, is something the brand amplified in recent years with its extensive work with FEMA.
Are we looking at, Wetzel's?
No, hold on.
No, I made that up. That's a joke.
Oh, God.
That's a pretzel. This is It's a pretzel chip. It's a pretzel chimney cake.
Pretzel chimney cake.
The brand's pretzel dough, rodent settle, sugar crystals.
Hey, Justin, are you okay?
Take a second, man.
Pretzel chimney cakes. The brand's pretzel dough rolled in sugar crystals and filled with soft serve. This is the cookies and cream variety.
Can I say what this image conveys is that the Oreo on top has defeated all its competitors in battle. Their bodies strewn about the mountain below them to reign supreme.
So congratulations to Twisted by Wetzel's.
In the game of cones, you win.
You win.
It's quite a cone you made. Thank you very much, Wetzel's.
Thank you so much, Wetzel's.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Munch
Bowl. All right. We're going to bring some folks down to the microphone. I'm going to call you as you come down. Before we get started, just wanted to say we have a lovely poster out there designed by Chloe Dungate that we are huge fans of. We signed a bunch of them, so if there are any still out there after the show, you should grab one. That would be totally rad. When you come up,
grab them and pay for them.
Pay for them, yes. Thank you, Travis. When you come to the microphone, if you want to tell us your name, your pronouns, if you want to, and a brief summary of your question, and then we'll have a lot of fun. Hello.
Howdy.
Hi. How's it going? Are you ready to have fucking fun?
I'm ready to have so much fucking
fun.
Cool. Yeah, I'm Caden.
Hi, Caden.
Cool. So, yeah, I've been working at this place for about a year now, and I used to have 8 other coworkers, and my boss...
And you ate them?
Yeah, and then I got rid of them.
Bummer, Caden.
Yeah. And my boss... Every time the McRib would come back in action, he would forcibly buy all of us McRibs. That's the only time he's ever really bought us lunch. And
huh.
And so he would be visibly upset if we refused.
Okay.
The McRib, multiple per people, at least 2 per person.
Wow. Your and boss now, was buying 2 McRibs per person.
2 McRibs per people. I think there was a deal.
I'm pretty sure they come with a warning label suggesting not to do that.
Was he collecting UPC box tops or something?
Caden, I need to ask, like, the first time it happened, was there, like, a buildup, like, y'all, McRib day, come on, who's fired up?
We were kind of excited in the beginning. Apparently it happened. Apparently it's been happening. Like, my coworkers originally told me, like, the McRib's back. You know what that means.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He's going to do it again.
But with COVID, he let us all go except for me. So I'm his only coworker.
He set you
free.
I'm
his only employee. Yeah. I'm his only employee.
Do you think he was, like, literally, like, I can't afford to buy McRibs for all these people?
Who seems
to love it the most? Well, Caden, I know.
Yeah, Caden.
That'll break his heart.
My question for y'all is, how do I respectfully decline the McRib when it comes back and it's just me?
Okay, Caden, just popped in my head. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could. Doctor says, I gotta back off, man. He said one more could do it.
Yeah. Send me overboard.
Caden, here's what you go to his office and knock, knock, boss. Hey, tomorrow, let me buy the McRibs. And he'll be like, thank you, Caden. That's so sweet. And you show up the next day like, fuck. I'm so sorry. That sucks to me. I forgot to bring him this morning. I was going to get him on my way in. The new
Why not buy him for him and say, I just couldn't wait. Ate mine on the way in. You got to smear a little.
McRib
bring
you
a couple wrappers in your hand. I actually got 3. That's how I was having a hungry morning. Do you like the McRib?
I enjoy it, but after a while...
We ask that of everybody who comes up to the
mic. After a while, by the way, after a while is 2 in a row, I guess.
I mean, about a year's worth of 2 in a row is a bit too much.
That's when McDonald's knows. It's time for them to fly back to Capistrano or wherever McRib goes when it's not in circulation. Do they just move it from country to country?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Does that answer your question? No, wait, it didn't really. Hold on.
Hold on, we can do better.
Show up with sauce on my face. Ugh. Now that the picture's up there, I'm rethinking my question.
That sucks.
I want it.
I would destroy one right now. What's the green things, eh?
Pickles?
Pickles, I assume.
I hope so.
I mean, not in this picture. In this picture, that's probably a plastic thing meant to represent pickles.
Right. Okay, all right, Travis. We get
pickles.
Wow. Do you all know about food staging?
Not everything's what it seems.
Okay.
Hold on, wait. Do you like the job except for that they make you eat McRibs at it?
you know, I could, I'm trying to look for a new job right now.
Okay, Kaden.
So I respectfully decline a McRib and quit my job.
Is the McRib out right now?
No.
Thank God. Hey, shout out to everybody who's just like, I know this from memory, let me answer without thinking about it. McRib's out, not out right now. You know how to do this. You have to, you're racing the McRib
on the
clock. Yeah.
Okay, next time we come to Austin and we do, and I'm just talking to you right now, everybody else, do whatever. Next time we come and you want to ask a question where you're going to talk shit about your employer, you can use a different name.
Yeah. I might have.
Okay. Oh, you might have. Okay, that's fine.
If you didn't, let us know on the down low. We'll wait to release this until after the next time the McRib comes back.
Yes.
Because by that point, if you haven't found a new job by then, Caden, it's on you.
Hey, right. Caden, are you telling me there might be somewhere someone is listening to this episode and thinking, boy, wouldn't it be, I'm glad Hayden loves the McRib so much. I'd be so embarrassed if I was this guy, this poor son of a bitch. Keeps bringing this ungrateful dude.
I love y'all and I love the show, but there's no chance he's listening.
Okay.
You could give him your social security number and you're like, fine.
Well, now hold on. Hopefully somebody's listening, yeah, Justin. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
I think so.
Okay,
thank you very much. Hello.
I've never had a McRib.
They're not very good.
I'll say.
Now, hold on. They're not.
They're terrible.
I was excited that the bagel sandwich came back, though.
No way.
Yeah, it's back.
Yeah, but not the McPizza or the bratwurst.
Come on.
I know.
Sorry.
Hi.
I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
So here's the issue.
Yeah.
I've got this Minecraft server.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
With all these kind of friends on it, and we started adding a few people that I work with.
Uh-oh.
So there's probably 5 or 6 of us on there. And it's gotten to a point where one of us is no longer serving.
What the fuck? What in serving in the Minecraft, in the war on creepers?
Yes.
Okay.
No longer a delight to have in class.
There we go.
Okay.
They suck. They're not good. They're bad.
Wait, no. This could mean so many things. Are they, like, bad at the game, or are they, like...
All of it.
Burning people's houses down?
No, there's a huge rate.
Okay, I see.
But, like, you hang out, and you're, like, talking, and you're being friends, and it's kind of one of those things, like, when they come in, you're like, oh, well...
Oh, no.
Let me head out.
Yeah, okay.
And that's him.
Is that them?
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem right there.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't even know that much about Minecraft. That's one of the bad guys.
And so now the question is, how do I go about saying, please may you leave, and I still have to go to work
not like
and
that,
see
Jeff,
them.
No. Please may you leave.
I'm glad you sought outside help, if that's the heat that you're bringing to this situation, Jessica.
Is that where? Okay, so where are they at in the hierarchy?
Of work.
Job?
Yeah. Of work?
Yeah.
Just same level.
Same level.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, you got to get on a different level because then you can be like, I had really good advice if you became that person's boss or vice versa. But if you're on the same level, I actually have nothing. But like if you get on a different level at some point, just be like, this is actually uncomfortable now. You understand.
Conflict of interest.
It's conflict of interest, obviously. Okay, this is weird.
How, Jessica?
Yeah.
How comfortable are you with subterfuge? Because you could change the password to the server.
That's not how it works.
And that still works.
Can you create a scenario? Wait, hold on. Everybody shut up. This is between me and Griffin. Can you create a scenario where they go to log on and they're not able to for some reason?
I mean, you can just remove them from the list of people allowed to join the game. But I don't know how you do that discreetly. This is a real pickle.
If you do that, do they get like an error message or something?
They get a message. They get a letter mailed to their house from Mojang that says you're not friends anymore.
Could you start a second server, not tell them about it, and then just be like, "Yeah, I got really busy. I'm playing this."
Everyone's gotten busy.
Yeah, we're not on anymore.
Can you release 1,000 wasps into the server?
That's
and then
huge.
You're like, why?
Like into the physical, like the
no,
tower?
Into the no, like digital wasps from Minecraft, and then
yeah,
they're like, your coworker's like, where have you all been? Like,
yeah.
Well, we can't with the wasps.
With the wasps, cool.
With the wasps, it's a big problem. We can't
that's
do anything
good.
In there.
Minecraft, that's pretty big, right? Can you guys just move to a different part of the world? It doesn't work. And again, Griffin, can you tell me it doesn't work?
No, yeah, you get on the boat and you go to a different part of the world. They'll never find you again.
Yeah, man. Just sail for the new world or whatever. Leave them behind and run the place.
They're gone.
It's fine.
Can you trap them in the nether?
Oh, good
luck. That's a thing that's in Minecraft for
if
sure.
If you kill their Minecraft character, do they die in real life?
Yes.
Unfortunately,
problem solved.
You're going to have to...
Hey, Jessica, how comfortable are you with murder?
No, we can't. That can't always be the answer.
Can you have someone in the server put on a skin that seems like a costume that's like... I mean, the only thing I can think is like Jesus. And then have it, when everybody's playing, have them come in and be like, y'all did it. You beat Minecraft. Bye. And you're like, we did it, guys. We're not playing Minecraft anymore. We beat it. But then next week,
you do play Minecraft again.
You're gonna
guys, we've been freed from Minecraft.
We finished
You have to build credits in Minecraft.
Yeah.
You get a bunch of redstone, and then you flip a switch, and they start rolling. Like, we did it.
We got it.
We beat the whole game.
Does any of that help?
Yeah, these are a lot of Minecraft buzzwords. I love it.
Yeah, we're huge.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
I see way more people at the microphone than we have called down, which is, I'll be straight with y'all, pretty terrifying.
Hello. I thought for sure you were not going to pick my question, and I'm a little
Okay.
Oh, Josh, why'd you submit that?
Well, because I thought it was, I liked it for a second, and then I sent it. And then
it's really good, Josh. Own it. Let's go.
Josh.
Josh, you're going to say your question out loud, and the reaction you get from the audience is going to make you feel silly for quibbling. What's your question, Josh?
I have a bunch of Lego sets.
Yeah.
And I live in a small apartment, so I can't, like, put them in the closet or anything.
No, why would you?
What a wild sentence. The apartment's small, so I can't put them away.
You know how people in their palatial mansions are able to stash their Lego
their
sets
Lego
in their walk-in closets. The bourgeois.
So I've been trying to figure out how to make them seem more sophisticated, or I think the other word that I used was...
Sexy.
Yeah, you said sexy,
Josh. Sexy Lego sets.
For potential suitors.
Yeah, yes. Sure, Josh.
You could... own it.
You have to own it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, possibly important. Like, two of my bigger sets are the Disney Castle.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Everyone loves that.
And the Nintendo NES set.
Very cool. Okay.
That rules.
And presumably the set from Seinfeld. That everybody's got that Lego set and the Friends Cafe.
Listen, the key is lighting, right? The way that you've lit them...
Okay.
So this is going to not be a joke. Light them like they're museum pieces. Light them with the tiny directional, they're on a thing. Maybe even like a rotating, they're on a turntable.
Maybe.
Like
and
then, angle.
Yeah. And when the suitor comes over, you're taking close-up macro photography.
Now, I didn't say that part.
They're in compromising position. That'd be fantastic.
Maybe even surround them with like laser grids.
Oh
that's cool.
Then you say, don't get too close.
And hire Danny Ocean to try to steal it. Not George Clooney, mind you.
The real guy
that it's based on. To come in and then catch him in the act. And your suitor's going to be like, what? I'm like, I got to drive him off at least twice a week. This guy's always trying to steal my Lego sets.
Yes.
They're pretty sophisticated. And if I may, sexy. That's who Danny Ocean is based on.
You could take advantage of the same like pathway and just put a little sign in front of each one that says first one ever. And then as you're giving the tour, like, and yes, this is, I don't mean to brag, but the first one of these they ever did. So it's pretty,
pretty rare.
Pretty huge.
Maybe get a trophy that says best Lego building.
Yeah.
Right? And just like, they gave them
to
me.
You could also just point at each set and be like, I freestyled that one too.
they commissioned the designs based off of what I did.
What I freestyled. That's very good. Hey, I could talk about Legos for the rest of the night if that's okay with you, Josh. I say that. I don't actually have anything else to say about Legos. I got really confident that I had a lot of really good...
They show a commitment to detail and organization, focus, follow through, all things you want in a potential suitor.
That's for sure.
I'm saying... Not a bad way to go. Now, here's what you don't want to do, Josh. Start listing off how much you paid for them. Because that maybe is not a thing you look for in a particular. Oh, how much on the castle? Oh, look at the time.
Are we factoring in man hours? It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a
I lot. Think walking into someone's apartment who is a potential suitor and seeing all their Lego sets is pretty cool. You know, it's even cooler when they make you watch them build it right in front of them for 2.5 hours. Josh, it kind of feels
with
like
essential music and museum lighting.
Josh, it kind of feels like you're just kind of standing there. We're just launching volley after volley of half-hearted Lego digs.
I don't even think you like that. Like, you're more of a Kinex person, I'm guessing. Does that help?
It's very helpful.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you? You can bring that microphone
who are
up
you?
A little bit if you.
I don't know how to do that.
You oh, seem hell tall. Yeah. Look at you. You're natural.
I'll just squint.
That's fine.
All right. My name is Chad.
Hey, Hi, Chad.
Hi, Chad.
My question, I recently bought a house. I've got a back neighbor.
In this economy, let's hear for homeownership. This economy?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I've got a back neighbor. It's a rear-facing neighbor, so I'm on a cul-de-sac. They're on a cul-de-sac. I've never had a reason to actually
meet
them.
Two back-to-back sacks?
Back-to-back sacks.
Back-to-back sacks.
Cool.
Never met this person, but I can see their living room TV from my back porch when I'm letting my dog out.
It's okay. Stick with us.
So I'm letting my dog out.
So I killed them. What do you think is going to be the question?
I can see into their living room. I can see their TV. We have similar tastes in TV. I've seen him watch Community. I saw Monty Python on there.
All right.
A lot of good stuff. Kind of niche. Close enough that we could be friends over it.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea how to meet them.
Yeah.
They're not next door neighbors. They're
just Chad, I got one way I know for sure you can't meet them. And that's telling them that you've enjoyed their TV selection through their rear window. I can say that. We can go ahead and rule that one out if we want to use process of elimination.
So you see the conundrum.
Yeah, it's a tricky. This is a very, very, very good question, Chad.
I tell you why it hits
can you move your TV to your porch?
Ooh. Oh, that's good. And then loudly appreciate it.
Yeah. I love this episode of Community. Let's sync up.
I have actually started whistling the Community theme song when I'm walking outside. Oh,
that's a great start, Chad.
Man. Chad sounds like me in middle school.
I like that you don't think that's something you would do now today.
You do that when you saw a guy doing woodworking in his open garage?
Yeah, that's that similar. Yeah, similar. Okay, Paul. Paul's put up a picture of her with the binoculars. You don't have to use any sort of like implements to see the TV
that
better,
feels
right?
Wrong.
No, I don't.
Okay.
God, is there anything better than driving past and accidentally seeing what somebody's watching on TV?
Oh, man.
the society's only form of like, yeah, that's all right. You can like one look at our TV screen. You can't slow down. That's weird. But if you happen to notice we're watching sports, it just makes you feel a little less alone. You know?
Yeah, sure.
We're it's watching TV.
It's the most I'm ever interested in sports on TV.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hey, what's up? Ooh, looks nice.
I have two neighbors whose living rooms I can see with crystal clarity from our house in D.C., one of whom watches football and Scandal exclusively, as far as I can tell, and one of whom, I can't see their TV too good, but I can see in their office, and they definitely have LED, like, gamer keyboard lights, and so I bet there's probably some overlap in our cultural sort of expertise. I do not know how to make that.
Hey, I noticed your keyboard light's up.
Now, hold on. They bought a light-up keyboard, though. They want somebody
probably
to notice it.
Probably not for my appreciation.
Then for who, Griffin?
I assume there are many YouTube subscribers or... It's PewDiePie, my neighbor's been...
I mean, the suggestion of, like, turning your TV out to face them is actually good, but then when you think through it, it just creates the inverse problem on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Because then... They now have to be the ones that are like, hey, sell your selections.
The rest of that is yard signs. Yard signs to say, hey, if you look at my window and see something cool on TV, let's be friends.
Come say hi.
You know what? Don't do that.
Don't do that. That sucks.
Yeah, this one sucked too.
You know what, Chad? Close your blinds. Stay inside.
Make other friends.
Yeah.
Start looking for hyper-local forums. Like, where are all my other Huntington people that like
community? The community community.
Yeah, sure.
The community community community.
T-shirts? T-shirts?
That say, I looked at your TV and I'm sorry, but want to be friends?
No. Like that advertise the media that you'd like to discuss.
If we're projecting so completely onto your neighbor, I think we can also assume that they...
No, it's not a projection. It's LED, right?
Wow.
Boo.
Boo this man.
I'm powered by it.
I'm just saying that if you all like the same TV shows and you're pretty confident that you all would get along, if you went to them and explained your situation, they might find it relatable in a way that I do right now.
And you know what, chat? If you need a little bit more information, go through their mail and see if...
Yeah. Maybe they got a TV guide in there that they've circled...
And then mailed back to themselves.
And mailed back to themselves.
As a poor man's copyright.
If I'm
like,
honest...
Like
really
in the lake house.
I submitted this question hoping that maybe they were out here somewhere. Like,
does anyone here have so a TV and watch place. Community? Is your TV near a window? Does Chad live behind you?
Chad, I'm sorry we couldn't be of more help. You normally I ask that we help, but I feel pretty confident we didn't do much in this one.
It's good.
So thanks for our time together, I guess is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Thank you for the confidence boost.
Yeah.
Can we get a quick audience poll? This is the second time I've worn this sailor's outfit. The first time was for a... Thank you. First time was for a virtual live show.
The quick question is it stolen valor?
Thank you, Travis. I don't know what rank this is, but I can't believe it's high enough that someone's going to see me at HE. I'm not walking.
Well, yet. You have the blue anchor where you got cold once on board ship, and you were awarded the blue anchor.
I just say Justin's hat says captain on it, and that's way more stolen valor than whatever this is. Private first class. Private?
Second.
Private second. That's new. You don't get anything for that. If I was going to steal Valor, I would go for, like, Admiral or something.
Now, I will say this, Griffin. I would pay a lot of money to see a video of you walking into, like, a yogurt shop that had, like, a veteran's discount.
Walking into a Twisted by Wetzel's and just like, I'm not paying for any of these.
I served on the SS Lollipop.
Okay, once again, thank you so much to Moon Tower Just for Laughs and ACL Live for having us here.
This is amazing.
Amazing.
I
wish you could all come backstage because it looks really cool back
there.
It's
very cool.
It's a very cool place.
And there have been, like, famous people here.
Yeah, lots real celebrities. Yeah.
Coldplay was here once.
Thank you to Chloe Dungate again for the poster design, which you may or may not be able to find out in the lobby outside.
And let's hear it for Paul and Amanda and Rachel. We couldn't have done the show without
everybody.
Them.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
And a big shout out to our openers, the Trailer Park Boys. It meant a lot that they could be here tonight for us. I know nothing about them.
Okay. Sure. Trev?
Oh, no.
Are you about to get on your phone to find a Jack Johnson quote real fast?
I am.
Did you forget that this is your responsibility?
I did. Talk about, just say something else. Keep thanking people.
Thank you to, thank us, thank you. We're going to be over in San Jose. You want to come out, or Denver, which is closer?
Denver.
Denver?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. We're going to be in Denver if you want to come over there. Trav, you got those quotes
I'm looking
yet,
for
buddy?
A good one.
Hey, all right, I'm having a little bit of the old actor's nightmare over here. If you want to go ahead and bust out the spell that sets me free from this prison.
Gotta get to a good one, Justin. Sorry, just give
good,
me a second.
Man. Any collection of syllables that you
here we
get.
Go.
Okay.
We could park the van and walk to town, find cheapest bottle of wine that we could find, and talk about the road behind, how getting lost is not a waste of time. Jack Johnson.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me kiss your dad square on the lips. Thank you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.